one or two players that you're particularly excited about seeing this year, anticipating an improvement or new guys?
Well, you know, we got to see some improvement on the offensive line. You know, we all know that. But I think Jarvis Landry is somebody I think that everybody is really excited about, speaking to the coaches. And I think he's really going to be somebody that's going to surprise a lot of people and really, you know, bring some excitement to this team.
Do you think this is the most talented team you've had in your time as an owner?
I hope it will be. Let's put it that way.
We know that Mike Pouncey's going to be out for a little bit due to the hip surgery. There was an incident recently, and whether he was guilty or not, is that disappointing? Did you talk to him about it? What do you think about just him being associated with something?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think I know enough facts, and you know, it's been reported that he had nothing to do with it. I don't know. I think they're investigating it, so I can't really comment on it. You know, from that standpoint, I mean, I like Mike Pouncey, and I have a lot of confidence in Mike Pouncey. But in what's happened, you know, I can't really comment on that.
Seems like he's a guy that's up for an extension. It seems like just time again, he's been in the headlines. You know, seems like every other month there's something else going on with him. But you say continuously you like him. I mean, how do you feel about what's?
Well, I mean, you know, like what happened. If nothing was there, the fact is he didn't cause anything. The fact there was the headlines, you can't blame that. You can't blame him for that. I mean, I think, you know, with the facts come out, and then you can make judgments. But I'm not going to make a judgment. You know, I mean, he's a great ball player. We all know that. And I think he's a leader. I think he has a lot of potential. He's a young kid. And I think he's growing and maturing.
Have you talked to him personally just about growing?
Yes. You know, absolutely. We've spoken after the incidents last year and things like that, you know, and I think he wants to put it behind him, and he's, I think, you know, we all want to grow, and I think he certainly, you know, is of that mindset.
What's your reaction to Deion Jordan?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously when something like that happens, you are disappointed, you know. I mean, he apologized and all that, and hopefully he understands and he's doing something about it. But, you know, obviously, you know, those type of things, you know, you say, oh, my God, what's, you know. I guess.
Tell us about the upgrades to the stadium. What are we going to see this year? Is there a new press box? When is it going to be finished?
We have a separate press box for you, Armando, you know. You can bring your followers to that. That's right. No, we're very excited the things we're doing, you know. Both from the business standpoint and a lot of things in enhancing the environment for the players and creating a really a type of environment that we can really outperform other teams. But I think, when I told you when I bought the team, I really, and how I built my own business, I wanted to be the best in class. And I think, you know, and one thing I found, you know, being an owner, being here now, what, 5 years, it's the NFL is different, and owning a football team is a little different than business. But with regard to the stadium, we are working and finalizing the plans. In terms of, we'll be starting construction right after the season. Next year, there'll be a new bowl, all new seats within the stadium, and upgrading, and you'll see a totally different kind of stadium when you go there that really appeals to different segments of the fans to really fill up the fans. I think Tom Garfinkel's done a great job. I mean, as our CEO, and I think that you'll see this year a lot more people in the stands, he's really been out there in the community, and I think there's a lot of excitement that has been generated. But in terms of the stadium, it's going to be, when we get done, you know, tantamount to a new stadium. As I said, this year we'll have the all new seats, new bowl, new rake, different sections, both in the club areas, the suites, as well as the overall seating.
So you said the new bowl, new seats will begin for the 2015 season?
Yes.
And then what needs to be done between 2015 and 2016?
Well, then the scoreboards will go in. We'll have the old scoreboards this year. Then the scoreboards, and then what we're planning is the roof being put on the summer of the 15 season to be ready for 16.
Steve, with LeBron James gone, do you feel that this is an opportunity to make this a Dolphins town again, or do you feel it was always a Dolphins town? What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, football, I mean, having grown up down here, I think football has always been, this has always been Dolphins territory. I mean, you know, and I think there's room for both. I think that, you know, Miami wants to support a winner, and really, you know, I think that you'll feel it's a lot, the Heat was winning, and they were supporting the Heat when they were winning. I think, you know, we start winning, we'll have a lot more support, there'll be a lot more enthusiasm, because I think, as we all know, you know, football is the number one sport in this country and in this area. So, you know, it's very exciting.
Steve, so the last 8 months, changing the culture has been a huge priority of yours. What tangibly have you seen different in the last couple of months than you saw in years past?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that we're doing in terms of really enhancing the franchise and trying to really be state-of-the-art. And I think people are picking up on that. We've had some training sessions with some, creating a leadership council and working with them and bringing in some outsiders. And I think having talked to the players and seen the reaction of what was done so far in the spring, it was very, very effective, and I think you'll see that. I think the commitment of the players is much greater. They look at it as a team, and we're looking to look at to find every little competitive advantage we can. We're looking at it. We've hired and set up an analytics department. We're doing a coordinated effort involving, you know, nutrition, psychology, physiology. And every aspect of it, we are looking to be the state of the art in the NFL, and that's what we're really embarked upon. And I think that, you know, it's taking time to put that together. We're working on it, you know, continually until we really get it in place. And then you got to stay ahead of everybody. But we're really making a major commitment in every area, and you know, hopefully you'll see it on the field. I mean, what we all want is to be consistently a playoff team. And, you know, not looking to be a one-shot wonder.
Are you comfortable that locker room culture will be where it needs to be this season?
Yeah, I think if you talk to the players now, I think you're going to find out that they're all really excited. They've all told me, hey, they really feel good about this team. They feel good about what's going on. And I think that that's something, you know, hey, the proof of the pudding is always in the eating, as you well know.
See, the two committees that you formed, have they followed up? Have they made any recommendations or anything? Out of the bullying scandal, the player committee.
Yes, we've set up an institute called RISE. It's called the Ross Institute for Sports and Equality, and we're working on that. We're working with legislation. We're working with the different leagues. This isn't just about the Miami Dolphins. It's just not about the NFL. It really is about all, you know, sports and how people have need to have respect for each other and how they communicate. And I think it, you know, the incidents here really, you know, weren't isolated to just Miami. And I think everybody has seen it and they've seen the damage that it can do. And I think it really, you know, awoke everybody. And therefore, I think that we can have a real impact across the country in terms of dealing with those type of issues. So, you know, we're at work at it. We've hired an executive director, and we're working with the leagues and right now and really getting it off the ground.
All right, couple more after this.
The in-house committee, but the one with Jason Taylor. And
well, we've expanded that and going much bigger, and, you know, that's all in its formation right now.
You say you've had people in to talk to the players?
We've had some people talking to the players about really creating leadership for them, and you know what they need in order to really work together as a team, you know, and that's certainly the coaches and everything, you know, the impact is certainly felt, and you just don't, you know, bury your head in the sand and go on. You want to make things better and improve it, and I think that's what we're doing. That was just that we bought it. It was a distressed sale. We're the general partner of a series of real estate funds, and I don't think it'll have much impact on the Dolphins.
In terms of this organization, since you took over, your speech has always been about doing things first in class, basically setting the tone. product on the field. You haven't turned over the winning record since 2008. What should Dolphin fans know that will make this season, or believe that will make this season, any different?
Well, I mean, I think you'll see by the, you know, just the attitude of the players, the energy being exuded. I think we have a team that, you know, I'm not going to tell you how far it's going to go, but I think you're going to find a team that's looking to improve, that wants to improve, and working together. And I think there's a lot of energy there. And, I think that we have the foundation to create a winning, you know, organization on the field, and I think it'll continue.
All right, last question, one more.
Where do you think the improvements have been made on the roster?
Well, I think it, you know, if you, I mean, you look at it, certainly there needs to be an improvement in the offensive line. I think, you know, we spend a lot of money on the offensive line, and I think, you know, the receiving core, I think we needed some improvements there, and we, you know, you can look see where our draft choices were and where the free agents were. I mean, you know, we believe that'll improve the team. And then I think the chemistry, you know, of the team is important, because, you know, it's just not putting them together. It's the part working together and the system. I'm very excited about Bill Lazor, what he brings to the team. I think that's probably a major improvement, you know, that I think we did. And, you know, like I said, you got to try things, and you just hope you're right.